Welcome to episode 2 of Tree Speak on the Air. I'm Spirit.
I'm CSD.
And I'm Core Dimension.
Okay, so, first episode was, okay, pretty successful.
Wait, yeah.
Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, now that I'm here, it's probably going to be so much better.
It sounded funny.
A bit. Funny to edit. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah,
on to the topics.
Yeah, let's just say we don't have all this scripted, so...
Yeah.
Let's talk about something that we know what we're talking about anyway. Spirit?
Alright, first topic. The BZP slow server and the search feature... Shut up. Offline.
Yeah. Well, the slow server, they can't really do much about it, I suppose, except for getting a new server.
Yeah,
which they, I've
money.
Heard they've been planning to have for like years.
Yeah, that costs a lot of money though.
Well, they should have it actually, I've heard.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's aggravating to be like sitting there forever for the page to load and only for it to appear with, we're sorry, this server is too busy to handle your request. Please try again in a year or two.
Usually my computer just gives up.
Yeah, well, if that screen is a lot better than just having it not load, which usually is what happens to me.
Yeah, me too.
Because at least that page actually shows you just what the server load is at the bottom there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys noticed that, but...
Well, I never paid attention to that. I guess that might be helpful.
Well, yeah, if it's over 15, it's dead, but when it's before that, you just gotta wait till it loads down, I guess. But, that page is a lot more useful than nothing.
Yeah. Well,
and, yeah.
They get, BZ Power gets a lot of funds from premier members. So do you think they should cut down their ability to upload avatars and to put 90K files in posts and just put money towards a new server?
I don't think so. I think they deserve to be able, because most forums have that already, and so, since they're actually contributing, I think it's a good thing that they're able to...
Yeah, and that really doesn't affect it that much, as much as people would think. 90K isn't really that much.
Yeah.
Especially if, not everyone has a full 90K.
Mm-hmm. Because most pictures you're going to post aren't 90K.
Yeah.
And if they are,
then you stretch the screen and get banned.
And as for the search feature, when I joined, it was already off, so...
Well, that sucks.
I mean, I haven't even been able to, be able to use it at all.
First month, when it was down, I kept on trying to search for things. Force a pattern.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's actually smart that they did that. It is a smart thing to do, but it's just annoying.
They had a good
reason for it, but it's still nevertheless aggravating.
If they could minimize it, you could only use it for certain things, like finding your last 10 posts or something like that, that'd be useful.
Yeah.
Well, searching for members' posts is always fun to do.
Yeah, that's what I
say. You
want to
see what Ninjo said in his last 10 posts.
I mainly use it just to find topics that I haven't tracked.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've wanted to find for a while.
Well, if they upgraded their forums, right now it's IPV version 1.3. The newest one right now is 2.1, and that would save a whole lot of server space. I know for a fact, but they just are too lazy to do that.
Well, they have.
I guess they're busy, but they have said it's going to be done by the end of the summer. And it's over.
Almost the end of the year.
Yeah.
But they're adults and they have actual lives, so...
So? Yeah, but still,
Anything else?
Anyway.
I guess we're ready to move on.
Alright, next topic. The 2006 sets that we've seen this week. The Doom Torin and the Piraka. What do you think about them? The official picks. Correct.
Well,
yeah, I actually missed out on the pictures of all the sets while they were up.
Luckily, I didn't close the...
So, the only thing...
Well, when the leak came out, I luckily got all the pictures before it was deleted.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so I just got them off. I just got them off AIM.
I just got them, like, the only thing I've seen is just that one Taraka poster where it shows, like, the eyes and the green that feeds for dislikes. And
well,
they
do.
Yeah, they aren't really grins. They're upside down grins. They're frowns.
Yeah. Grins.
I don't understand because, like, their eyes are way up there. And then their mouths are way down low, like, really large, and so it's, like,
it's
are they
abstract.
Well, are they, like, either, they're either, like, leaning back really, really far, or, like,
demented.
Well, they're evil. Yeah. They're supposed to be demented.
I know, but, I mean, they kind of look goofy instead of evil.
Yeah, I suppose a bit. How about their launchers, the glowing green things?
I have no clue what those are, so...
Well, there's a new picture up, isn't there, Spirit?
I don't think so.
It's all the Paraka in one?
Yeah, that one. That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. Quai hasn't seen it.
Let's go.
But, yeah, they actually look a lot better in that picture than the leaked ones, but still, who puts grins on anything?
And, as for the Ductoran, I was impressed with them. We're so used to the Matoran already being all, like, just all have the exact same body.
Yeah.
But, like, they're so different. And, I mean, I remember, like, they mentioned that they were going to get rid of the clone sets. But I wasn't expecting, like, for the little $4 or $5 set
to change.
Absolutely, completely different.
Yeah, I think their heads are way too big.
Their heads are pretty big. And, I mean, it doesn't really make much sense for them to be using the Toa-Metra masks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Greg said that they had the molds for them, and you don't want to just throw away a mold. It takes forever.
Yeah, I know why they did them, but it still looks stupid.
Yeah.
Like I can get used to them, I guess. But
yeah.
What I mainly like is how the black and brown ones, I don't remember any of the names, but black and brown ones have about 4 of Hordika's skulls and just their arms. And that's going to be useful for pieces.
Yeah, I think they're okay. Just
pretty neat.
Have you seen the stories on the database, the set database?
Mm.
It has like little
mini
explanations about each Doom Tauren. Like
the
black one's the leader, and the white one's sarcastic. The green one is a spy or something like that. It's very interesting.
A spy.
I've missed out on a lot then.
And so far, they've only added the tools of the white one, and they're like sonic things that create sonic blasts. And so these Matoran are much stronger than the other ones we've seen.
Yeah.
Well, they're the same Matoran, aren't they? Just on Metronu now, right?
Hmm? No.
They're like the Metronu.
I thought they were totally new.
They are totally new. They're different.
They didn't come from Metronu.
No, they're on Voyanui.
Oh.
And Greg says there's a special reason why they look like that we will find interesting.
Oh. So it's just them six that look like that and like the other ones?
No, their whole island looks like that.
Are they evil?
No, they're good.
They're good. Well, that's not fun. I want evil Matoran. That'd be awesome.
It's Akmu.
No, because... Yeah, we have Akmu. Akmu.
What? Is Akmu on there?
No, all the Matoran from Matanui have gone to Metronui, and the Toa have gone to Voyanui.
I see what you're talking about. Just ignore me, I'm not really story type person.
Well, you have to read like that whole 2006 topic.
Yeah.
I'm not reading that whole thing.
It's
kind of complicated.
I just sort of take in bits and pieces and put it all together.
Yeah, well, they have it all summarized in the first post about.
Say what?
They have it, like, all summarized on the first post.
Yeah, a bit. But if you want the in-depth stuff, you actually have to read it.
Yeah. I don't really care that much anyway. But anyway.
Alright, so, next topic. Lego employees on BZP.
Oh, well.
You know, one of us isn't Canadian, so...
You don't need to be Canadian to have Lego stores?
No, I mean, to have... To call it BZP.
Oh, so?
So,
good one,
I'm just gonna call it BZP. Oh, well. Anyway, So, who do we have? We have Swift One, which I haven't seen, like, in a long time.
Yeah.
Greg, and...
Where's another guy?
I think it was a girl. I don't remember.
Someone who saw Web of Shadows and posted a review on it early.
Oh. I remember there was somebody named Leia, or Leah.
Oh, yeah.
A while back.
And then she left. She went to a different system of Lego.
She probably worked at Mega Bloks.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have more, I think. To actually have, like, posting people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have Greg F for the spoilers, but... I don't know, maybe we should, like, give us some deals.
Like, the people who make the sets...
Yeah.
Know what they think.
I mean, I think it's pretty cool that we already have them here, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we can actually talk to the people themselves, and they've been involving a lot of the fans, and when you think about it, there's not really many other, franchises that do that.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, like, it's a specific thing with Lego. Like, if you take another forum, for example, won't mention any names, but it's going to have, like, one writer or one staff person that's official.
Mm.
But Lego, because it's a whole story
thing,
nice. There are more people.
Well, it'd also be nice to get, like, deals and stuff from, like, Lego workers from stores and stuff. BZ Power does get some stuff.
Yeah,
like they got like those things from the Lego company, like straight from them.
Yeah, the prototype Borok.
Cool. Like the prototypes and all the staffs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Chronicler staffs.
Of course, those aren't rare anymore. Kind of
yeah, stupid. They used to be rare. Like
yeah,
the
they used to.
Now they're everywhere.
The body used to be rare.
Now I have three.
Yeah.
I've got an original one, the orange one, that's all bent up.
I don't have any.
Poor C.
Nice listener will send you one.
What?
Maybe some nice listener of the show will send you one.
Maybe. But, yeah. I don't really do that much trading, so...
You can get one for free, like I do.
You got one for free?
Yeah, from Rudaka for winning the Epic Fest contest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You won
the Epic Fest? You won that. They didn't just give it to you because you're nice.
They should have.
They're not nice. So, yeah, anyway. I'm going on bunny trails here. But
yeah.
Next.
All right, back on topic. Anything else to add?
Not really.
So, the next and final topic is the Comics Forum.
Yes, now, the Comics Forum.
That never happened. There's a story behind that. A few months back, some member PM'd me asking to make a poll for them, saying, would you like a Comics Forum? I thought, okay. So I made it, and then, like, over the next month, they got, like, 300 votes, yes. It was crazy.
They don't care. I put one on my signature, but then it got deleted because it mentioned slightly somewhere another forum. That was really annoying.
No, I'm talking about in...
That's the signature poll thing? I know. But I, like, put another poll into my sig asking about that.
I see.
And I got, like, a whole bunch of votes, but then it got taken out anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway. So, yeah, like, I think the comic forum would be, like, really, really useful.
Yeah,
like, especially since, like, most of the artwork form is filled with comics, which is really annoying if you want to actually look at art.
Because when you post something good, like an edit, I did this really long 1-hour edit of a Bionicle vending machine. It was kind of funny. And within, like, 1 hour, it was gone. Completely gone. Like, second page, bottom.
Yeah, just the comics. Like, and, like, say you want to look at comics and you see, like, Riggs' art there.
Yeah, it's...
That's annoying.
Probably should do about that.
What I think they should do is they should not just make like a comics forum, but put like all the sprite work in one forum. artwork.
Yeah, yeah, artwork too.
Yeah.
They could combine, I guess, artwork too, and then comic.
Because artwork too, you can have a topic there.
And animation, I think, as well.
And it'll last a month. It's crazy.
I think there should be a third artwork form just for comics and kits. Kits. Because, they put a lot of work into those kits.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think they deserve, to have at least posts count. Not that they matter that much, but as well as being able to get in the Hot Topics list.
Yeah, that's good.
That kind of stuff. They put, a lot of work into their kits.
Yeah, I was working on one recently. It didn't go too well. And it was just so hard to get everything proportional and to fit. It takes forever.
Yeah, I've been working on one too for a long time. I think, I've only shown a couple people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I spent forever on it and only have, Tahu's body.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I don't make the kits, I just use them. And help other people use them.
Oh, yeah, with your sprite maker.
Yeah.
Very useful.
Yeah, see, that would have been nice in the Hot Topics, but still would have been there a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But nope. So, yeah, with the comics form, it should be, a sprite form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
That'd be a kind of weird name, sprite form.
The sprite form.
Yeah, just Google
that. And then EXO would demand a Pepsi form.
Sprite.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
All right. Is that all?
Yep.
Okay. So, last episode we told you that there would be a question. Okay, so this question should be pretty hard. I asked Core and C, neither got it. And also, don't post it in the topic or anything like that, because that'll just give it away and spoil the fun. If you really want to prove that you have the answer, just PM it to one of us.
Like me.
Yeah,
sure.
Not me. Because I'm not in charge of this or anything.
Hmm.
Oh, well. You'll, forward it to one of us. So if you like Corbin than me, you can send it to him.
All right. It should be pretty much everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, the question is this.
No offense.
In Matanui Online Game 2, what number did Nixie, the astrologer, have wrong in her equation? All right, that's the question.
Yep. So...
Okay.
I'll give you all a hint. It's not 3.14159.
Nor is it 42.
What? Everything's 42.
Except for that.
Except for the answer. Anyway. So, yeah. And I guess this pretty much wraps this episode up, doesn't it?
Except there's one thing I'd like to say. I got a lot more auditions than audio questions.
Really?
So... I'd rather that you send in audio questions because they sound a lot better in the show. And when you think about that, rather than hearing us all the time, if we could hear you, be good.
Yeah, and what an audio question is, all you have to do is just send in a random question like, C, are you actually a guy? Or something like that. And, just record yourself saying that, and
then
you could probably, put it right on the show, and we'd probably answer it.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll play it on my computer, and it'll record into the whole thing, and then we'll just answer it. Sounds really cool.
So, yeah.
All right.
That's pretty much it.
And that wraps up episode 2 of Tree Speak on the Air. I'm Spirit.
And I'm C.
And I'm Cordovichin.